The Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey is a leading provider of advanced reproductive technologies, sharing its knowledge with you. It's time for Fertility Talk with RSCNJ. Here's Melanie Cole.
If a woman cannot become pregnant using her own eggs, either by sexual intercourse, artificial insemination, or IVF, she may choose to use eggs donated by another woman. My guest today is Hina Ahmed. She's a physician assistant at the Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey. Welcome to the show, Hina. So tell us, first of all, what is egg donation?
Hi, Melanie. So egg donation is when a woman who cannot use her own eggs in order to get pregnant, for whatever reason, perhaps she doesn't have her own ovaries, perhaps her ovaries are not functioning the way they should to produce enough eggs for pregnancy. In those events, that's when she will need an egg donor. An egg donor is a young female who has eggs that are younger. Usually these are females that are just starting out in their young adult life, and they're looking to do something very nice for, you know, a couple who's having trouble to getting pregnant. So these donors will donate their eggs to these couples, and the couples will then be able to obtain pregnancy from, younger, healthier eggs. A lot of times women who are older have issues because the eggs are not of good quality, and like I said, or they're not producing enough eggs. So younger women usually have healthier eggs, and that's why the chances of getting pregnant with these donated eggs is so much better.
Are there any other considerations when you might be somebody who needs an egg donation if you've been ill or anything? Give us some other reasons a woman might consider egg donation.
Oh, there are many other reasons as well. One of the things I had mentioned before is if your ovaries are, you don't have any ovaries. There are women that are born either without ovaries or they've had chemotherapy in the past or they've had cancer where their ovaries have been removed. And so then, then they would need an egg donor in that situation because there's no available eggs for them to use of their own.
How does egg donation work? Does the woman pick the egg donor? How does that all work?
Well, there's different ways that a woman can go about seeking out an egg donor. The two routes is either you can use a donor that is known to you. It could be someone that is a relative or a friend or a coworker, someone who you have a relationship with, and they want to donate their eggs to you. You know, they've heard your story there. And they want to do this out of the goodness of their heart. So then that would be considered a known egg donor, someone that is known to you who you would, or she would want to donate the eggs to you. The other route of egg donation would be going through an anonymous egg donor agency where you don't know the egg donor and the egg donor does not know you. And what happens in this situation is that the agency will screen young women who would like to donate their eggs, and they would, take a look at their personal history, their genetic history. They give them a psychological screening, and they clear them to become egg donors. Like, they want to make sure that they're physically sound, mentally sound, emotionally sound to proceed with donating their eggs. And there's two types of agencies. There's agencies that will provide you with fresh donor eggs, and that would mean that you have a donor that will go through the cycle at the same time that you do. And so they will be taking medications at the same time that you do, and we will retrieve the eggs as you're taking medications to prepare your uterus, and then the eggs will be used to create embryos that get transferred into your uterus. So the process is kind of simultaneous. The other type of agency is an agency that uses frozen donor eggs. So these are egg donors that have already been cleared, have gone through the process, and now they go through what we call a stimulation cycle, which is to stimulate the ovaries and produce eggs. And this happens, could happen at any point, and it's based upon their own cycle. So they'll then go through a cycle, and ovaries will produce eggs, and they will be retrieved, and at that point they'll be frozen. And then those frozen eggs are sold in batches so that, multiple people can utilize an egg donor. And it happens to be a little bit cheaper as well because you may get, a lot of eggs from an egg donor, and that can be then split amongst different patients, which is nice because it does reduce the cost. You don't always need as many eggs as the egg donor produces. So it's a nice way for another alternative, a cost-effective alternative when you're looking for an egg donor as well.
Are there certain considerations, Hina, when choosing a known donor? Is there some things you want people to think about if they're going to use somebody that they know?
Absolutely. I mean, using an egg donor is a little bit more complicated and complex than using someone that you don't know, especially if it is a friend or it's a relative or someone that you're close to. Many people, when they go through the egg donor route, they will sometimes choose someone that they're not very close to because it keeps things kind of, separated from the emotional part of it. It's kind of not as deep as if it were to be someone that you do know. When it's a relative, someone you see frequently, if you're concerned about how or when, your child finds out that they've been a result of an egg donation, sometimes it's not a good idea to then, use a known egg donor because that information can easily come out if it's someone that they see frequently or, if it's someone in the family or a very close friend. So that's definitely something to consider. The other thing is the psychological impact of using a known person as well. How is it going to affect you? How is it going to affect that person, knowing that they donated eggs to you? And then how is it going to affect the child that is the product of the donation? So these are all very important considerations. And one of the things that we require any couple that is, thinking about egg donation to do is to go to a psychologist and speak to someone who specializes especially in egg donation and in infertility itself so that these important questions about how certain issues can be, brought up and talked about with your, spouse, with your egg donor, and how to present this to, a child as well, these things are all worked out with the psychologist. And it's one of the requirements that we would definitely want you to do because it's important to iron out all these issues before you become pregnant, before you actually even go down this path of egg donation.
Are there any risks to egg donation for either the donor or the recipient?
There is a risk to the egg donor, and one of the risks is something called ovarian hyperstimulation. A lot of times when the donor is very young, they will produce a lot of eggs, and so sometimes they'll produce a large number of eggs, which could in turn cause overstimulation of the ovaries. And that is basically when there's a lot of fluid production that occurs within the ovary and outside of the ovary, and that fluid can, when it's somewhere where it's not supposed to be, it can cause a lot of distress to the egg donor. It can collect. It can sometimes go into their lungs. And these are all things we look out for during the cycle. It's something that we monitor very, very closely and take very seriously from the initiation of the cycle. So, we are watching out for it. But we do allow, the egg donor to know ahead of time that this is one of the risks of the procedure. The risk to the recipient is, one of the things is that they're using tissue, as we call it, from a egg donor. So it's just like if you were to have a kidney transplant or a, blood transfusion. We want to make sure that the donor is clear of any type of infectious diseases prior to going through any type of stimulation cycle so that we know that they are completely clear of anything that could potentially harm the recipient couple, in particular the female who's going to be receiving the embryo that's created. So they're tested thoroughly, the egg donor. The other things that we test are we make sure that the egg donor is not a carrier of any kind of genetic disorders. So we'll look for, cystic fibrosis and Fragile X syndrome, which are some common disorders that we find in the human population. So we'll look for these things. So there are, the risks are minimal to the recipient since we do a lot of preliminary testing and things, but it is important to know that, with this type of donation that there is some risk.
Hina, in just the last few minutes, give your best advice about women considering using an egg donor or women considering donating their eggs, the success rates of this donation, and why they should come to RSCNJ for their care.
The best advice that I could give someone that is considering egg donation would be that, you know, really, you know, to seek counsel with a psychologist before you go through this, not because there may be, you know, mostly because there may be issues with, you know, the future and what you decide to do in the future as far as the child is concerned. And so my biggest thing would be to make sure that you do sit down with someone and just iron out all of the issues beforehand. And it really helps because in order to make that decision, it's a life-altering decision. And sometimes it helps to have someone outside of the picture of your fertility practice to go over these things with you and, you know, and kind of iron out all the issues and the questions that you may have yourself and you weren't able to, you know, to answer. So it helps to do that. And I definitely think that, you know, if you've decided to go down this route, then, you know, your success of getting pregnant from this type of treatment is actually very good. You know, we're looking at somewhere between 60 to 70% chance of pregnancy with the young egg donor. I know it's something that takes a lot of thought and consideration and a lot of, you know, emotional point, you get to this emotional point in your life where you have to make this big decision. But in the end, when we're looking at success rates and we're looking at having a healthy baby and, you know, the long-term benefits of this definitely is something that is an amazing thing that we can do to help someone have a child of their own. And for the egg donor, you know, my advice to them would be if they're considering it, that they also definitely, you know, one of the things to also talk to a psychologist, but if you're definitely considering it, to look into it further and see if it's something that you really want to do because you definitely get a chance to help a couple, you know, achieve something that they've been trying to have for so long. And it, you know, it's amazing that you can be part of that process, doing something so personal for someone as far as, like, helping them to have a child. And, you know, it really is something that, out of the goodness of your heart, you know, you do something good for people, and it is an amazing thing. You know, the RSCNJ, we do a lot of donation cycles. We work with all types of egg donors, fresh egg donors and frozen egg donors, and we have very good success in our office with, you know, these types of cycles. And we see, you know, patients having their little miracles every single day, and it's amazing. And the reason why I would recommend RSCNJ as your practice to undergo an egg donation cycle would be because we do take the time and take the care to assess the donors, assess the recipients, see if you're a good match for each other. When we're using frozen donor eggs, you know, we help you through the process. It's not always easy. Sometimes you find a donor and you like them, but you're unsure whether they're the right donor for you. So we help you walk through that process. You know, we'll look at the donor as a whole, not just the fact that, you know, they're young, but also what's going on with them as far as their personal history, their family history, genetic history. We look at all of these things in great detail, and we help you through the process because the process can be pretty daunting. And so it's nice to have someone to hold your hand through everything.
Thank you so much. So beautifully put. I applaud all the great work that you're doing, Hina. You're listening to Fertility Talk with the Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey. For more information, you can go to fertilitynj.com. That's fertilitynj.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.